When we had a look at the stats and tried to look at where the areas seemed to be the worst for the number of dogfighting reports, Kent unfortunately was one of the places which featured in our top 10 list of hotspots. And in fact, over the last 4 years, there's been 230 reports of dogfighting incidents in Kent alone. Now, for something that's been illegal for almost 200 years, this is really, really shocking. Dogfighting is an extremely cruel, very barbaric, violent blood sport. So to think about the fact that there could have perhaps been this many incidents in Kent in the last 4 years is really, really worrying.
So when we say about reports of it, this is just people phoning your hotline saying they've got concerns. Is that right? How does it work?
Yes. So the number of reports we receive are the number of reports made to our emergency cruelty line. That's our 24-hour line, which is open all throughout the year. And generally, you know, we receive all sorts of reports to this phone line, whether it's an injured fox by the side of the road or someone reporting their neighbour for neglecting their dog. But we also receive more serious reports of organised animal cruelty to this hotline. And that includes things like animal fighting, puppy farming, wildlife crimes. So it appears that over the last 4 years, more than 200 people have actually picked up the phone to our cruelty line to report concerns that dogfighting could be happening near where they are.
And how difficult is it for you guys to then investigate? Because presumably this is all done pretty underground. I mean, it's not something that people want to boast about being involved in.
Dogfighting's an extremely closed community, and this is something that happens very much underground, and it's really, really difficult for us to investigate. We know that the people high up in dogfighting are organised criminals. They are not the sort of people that are going to post a video of their best dog on Facebook. These are people who use burner phones to communicate, or who will only discuss dogfights when they meet up in person. So it's really, really difficult for us to investigate. We do have a special team at the RSPCA, our Special Operations Unit, and they are our team who take on the more serious organised animal crimes. And they follow intelligence, they gather evidence, and they build a picture and try and infiltrate these gangs. And we have had a number of successful prosecutions in recent years, but investigating dogfighting is very difficult. So we do rely on the public to be our eyes and ears. So we would ask people if they see anything suspicious in their area, if they see big groups of people meeting with dogs, if they see any kind of evidence that a dogfight might have occurred, so perhaps splatters of blood somewhere, or if they're just generally concerned about the health and welfare of dogs near them and want to report that to us, then we'd always urge them to get in touch with us.